For most general construction lifts in Qatar, an all-terrain crane is the go-to solution. But for the heaviest lifts, LNG plant turnarounds, refinery module installation, and long-duration heavy lifts at RAS Laffan or Mesa IED, a crawler crane is often the only practical choice. Understanding when a crawler crane makes more sense than an at crane can save significant cost and planning time on your next major project. A crawler crane is a lifting machine mounted on two sets of continuous tracks like a tank rather than tires. The tracks distribute the crane's weight over a very large footprint, allowing it to work on soft or variable ground without outriggers. Crawler cranes are capable of lifting and traveling with a load suspended, something no wheeled crane can safely do. Capacities range from 100 tons to over 3,500 tons for the largest lattice boom crawlers. Factor crawler crane all-terrain crane capacity range 100 t, 3,500 t plus 50 t, 1,200 t. Ground bearing low spreads weight over tracks high requires solid ground or mats. Mobility cannot travel on roads requires transport self-propelled on roads. Mobilization complex disassembled for transport simple drives to site setup time hours to days 30 to 60 minutes duration best for long-term site stays best for single or short lifts. Load and carry can travel with load suspended cannot. Qatar use LNG plants. Refineries, megaprojects general construction, oil and gas choose a crawler crane when your lift exceeds the capacity of available at cranes, when you need to work on soft or variable ground, when the lift will take multiple days and the crane needs to remain in position, or when the project involves load and carry operations moving a load while the crane is in motion. In Qatar, crawler cranes are most commonly deployed at RAS Laffan Industrial City for LNG plant turnarounds, module lifts, and maintenance of Qatar energy facilities, at Mesa IED for refinery and petrochemical projects, and on large infrastructure projects such as bridges and marine structures.